Well, welcome to another edition of Native Connections Radio.
Hello, community. My name is Shannon Wilhite, and I'm here with Eric Ruiz. We're joining you today to talk about suicide prevention that we've taken from a great book called The Hope Squad, written by Greg Hudnall. Eric and I run a SAMHSA grant called Native Connections in the Behavioral Health Department at Kamau Medical Center. The grant is for youth and young adult suicide and substance use prevention. And Eric and I are going to tell you a little bit about ourselves. Go ahead, Eric.
Hello, my name is Eric Ruiz. I'm a Kudu tribal member. I live here in Hoopa, and I've been in suicide prevention for the last 3.5 years. And I currently work now at Kamau with Shannon under the Native Connections grant.
So part of our efforts to prevent suicide, we're doing this radio series on the topic of suicide prevention. And each show we're talking about one topic of suicide prevention. The shows are aired on Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. and again at 5 p.m. And last week we spoke about talking about suicide. This is our fourth show, and we're talking about risk factors. The show isn't live, but you can call and ask your questions to 707-599-5420, and Eric and I will get back to you. Suicide is really prevalent in Indian country, and it hits mostly young males, ages 19 to 35, and suicide is a real issue across the United States. It's claiming about one person every 12 minutes, which is just huge. There's so many deaths, but it's not something that we're really talking about. And that's why we're trying to do more outreach, especially now with the COVID. Suicides are increasing, and we want to educate and provide a forum to get resources for the community. We want to teach how to talk about it openly and try to normalize this type of conversation. We want to make it so we're all comfortable talking about suicide. So, like I said, we are talking about risk factors today. Why don't you go ahead, Eric?
Okay. Unlike warning signs, risk factors show that a person is at a higher risk for suicide than a person who doesn't have these. It doesn't mean that a person is in immediate danger of suicide. Increasing the number of protective factors helps combat existing risk factors. Major risk factors for suicide include a prior suicide attempt, misuse and abuse of alcohol and drugs, mental disorders, particularly depression and other mood disorders, knowing someone who died by suicide, particularly a family member, and this means even a parent who died when you were so young you don't remember, social isolation, chronic disease and disability, lack of access to behavioral health care. So risk factors can vary depending on age group, culture, gender, and other characteristics. Examples of these are stress from bullying or family rejection among lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender, youth, historical trauma, and for middle-aged men, such as unemployment and divorce. What can we do to understand our children's risk factors, Shannon?
Well, you can actually make a list of your child's protective factors and risk factors. So if you didn't hear our show about protective factors, they are the things that build resiliency, like a strong connection to your culture, like participation in a sports team, having somebody in your life that you can really depend on. All those things are protective factors. They kind of ease the pain of any trauma that you might have, and they build resiliency and help you get through hard times. Risk factors, like Eric just said, you know, are things that if these are present in your life, they kind of decrease your resiliency and make it harder for you to get through things. So if you make a list of these things for each of your children, you can kind of weigh it out. You can see if your child has more risk factors than protective factors. That's something that you should be concerned about. And if they do have more risk factors than protective factors, you might want to get them to see a counselor on a regular basis. This will help them build some resiliency, be able to help them talk about the things that they're going through. And even if your child seems fine right now, she could also struggle again later down the road. And seeing a counselor will really help kind of temper that if she goes through something again. So Eric, why don't you go ahead and let us know some numbers that we can connect to help bolster those protective factors.
Okay, the National Suicide Prevention Hotline is 1-800-273-8255. The National Crisis Text Line is text HOME first, home, and then 741-741. The Two Feathers Crisis Line is 707-382-0629. They're open from 8 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. The Humboldt County Crisis Line is 707-445-7715. And the Strong Hearts Native Helpline is 1-844-762-8483. So this concludes our reading of the fourth chapter, Hope Squad, on risk factors.
One little plug in here for Kamau. We do have good counselors available also, and that is at 625-4261, extension 0405. Goodbye.
Thank you, and be well.
This has been a KIDE Community Connections program. Native Connections Radio is a production of Kamau Medical Center's Behavioral Health Department. It is hosted and produced by Shannon Wilhite and Eric Reese. It is recorded and engineered at the KIDE Studio 91 by Joseph Orozco. Each Native Connection program is available as an audio file at www.kidefm.org, download podcast tab, health. The next Native Connections radio program runs next Wednesday at 9 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. news block hours. We thank you for listening.